Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article that I think every business owner needs to read. It's called Iranian Drone Strikes Expose the Biggest Risk in Your AI Strategy by Brett Allegre Wood.
That title alone warrants a second look. What's the connection between Iranian drones and a business's AI setup?
It's more direct than most people realize. Iranian drone strikes hit AWS data centers in the UAE, not a cyber attack, physically. Metal meeting concrete, as Brett puts it. And when that happened, payment systems failed, delivery apps went dark, banking went offline. People couldn't pay for a taxi or a meal.
So the cloud just stopped.
The cloud stopped. And that's Brett's core point. The word cloud is, as he says, a masterpiece of marketing. It sounds ethereal, boundless. But the reality is a global network of massive, windowless buildings full of servers and cooling systems. Those buildings have physical addresses, and those addresses can be hit.
That reframe is uncomfortable. Most business owners picture their data floating somewhere safe and separate from all of this.
Right. And the Gulf region has poured serious money into being that safe place. The data center market there is projected to hit $9.5 billion by 2030. Amazon, Microsoft, Google all have significant infrastructure there. The UAE built its economic model around being a stable global digital hub. Then, the drones arrived.
So how does that connect to AI strategy specifically? Because this isn't just about cloud reliability.
Brett makes the case that AI was augmenting both sides of this attack. Attackers used AI for reconnaissance, identifying vulnerabilities in physical infrastructure. They used it to craft more convincing phishing attacks. Defenders used AI for real-time intrusion detection and pattern analysis. It's a level of automation in attack methodology that hasn't been seen at this scale before.
And the business owner reading this is thinking, what does any of this have to do with me?
Brett's answer is direct. Your business is on this battlefield whether you know it or not. The data you hold, the services you run, the infrastructure you depend on are all valuable in this kind of conflict. It's not abstract.
Okay, so what actually changes day to day? What does this mean operationally?
Brett gives six concrete actions. The first is to map your cloud dependencies. Every critical system, the provider it runs on, the region it sits in. If everything sits in one region, you've just identified your single biggest risk.
Because if that region goes dark, everything goes dark.
Exactly. And Brett's point on backups is sharp. A failover plan that routes to the same provider or the same geography isn't a real failover plan. It's a false sense of security. He also says to request your SOC 2 Type 2 audit reports from your cloud provider. Ask for the report covering the specific facility your instances run from. You have a right to that. It's your data.
I'd bet most business owners don't even know which physical facility their data actually lives in.
Most don't. The third action is to wargame a failover. Actually simulate your primary cloud region going offline. Find out what breaks, what slows, what your real recovery time looks like. Most companies have never done it.
Because it's uncomfortable. You might not like what you find.
You might not, but finding it in a test is better than finding it during an attack. The last one I want to flag, add physical infrastructure risk to your board risk register. Geopolitical risk and data center risk belong alongside cyber risk and operational risk at board level. If they're not there, put them there.
That feels like the real shift in this article. It's not just an IT conversation. It's a board level conversation.
And Brett puts it plainly. The biggest risk in your AI strategy may not be a flawed model or a biased data set. It may be the building your AI lives in.
For me, the one thing to act on this week is the cloud dependency map. Pull it together, find out how concentrated your exposure actually is. That's the starting point for everything else.
Mine is requesting that SOC 2 Type 2 report. Most businesses have never seen it, and it tells you a lot about the physical security of the facility you're relying on.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Worth reading the whole thing.
And if you want to understand how your own business sits on AI risk and resilience, there's a free AI audit you can book there too. Brett will walk you through exactly where the gaps are.
Good place to start. We'll see you next time on the Anabu AI blog, in audio.